States Matter. I'm Tiffany Rose.
And I'm Anthony.
Also, welcome if you're new here.
Yes, and thank you for the support thus far. You know, it's been really, really appreciated. We've just been having real conversations, like we said from the beginning. But today, I think we switch it up a little bit. We've always talked about marriage, and I think we need to talk about dating and being single and trying to
find
your partner and, you know, become married. Because I do feel like people do want to be married deep down.
But I do.
I also think there's a disconnect. But, you know, I'm like, folks rather be single at this moment in our society because of the whole I value man thing and, you know, the 50-50. It's just like so much going on. But
there's a disconnect.
Yeah, like I was going
between
like,
men
what
and
do you
women,
feel? Yeah, what is the
what
disconnect?
Is it? What's going on?
Yeah. From your perspective, I mean, what have you heard?
I mean, I feel like when you have a society that kind of grew up, or not grew up, but like listened to people like Kevin Samuels, and now we have the Sprinkle Sprinkle Lady, we get a lot of toxic perspectives, and we're not really showing like healthy relationships. And that's the thing, though, with the media, they're only going to show these toxic versions of what you should expect in your relationship. They don't show the positive relationships, but a lot of people do keep quiet, let's be real. But they don't show that in the media, so all we see are these toxic conversations going around. And that's what I think is the expectations are just not meeting in the middle here. Everybody's on either this side or this side, and we're not communicating to get to the middle.
No, yeah, I definitely feel that. But I feel like it's like, when I, like, chat with, you know, my friends that are still trying to figure it out, it's like, it seems like, I don't know, there's that disconnect in the sense of, like, women aren't, I guess, trying to be in that submissive role. Like, everyone wants, you know, the submissive wife, and, you know, we want the traditional, I think, essentially, but...
And let's be clear, submissive is not a bad thing. We don't...
Yeah. Yeah.
Think submissive is a bad thing at all. This is a good thing, but
But I mean, to be submissive, I think it comes with the man also carrying himself the correct way, you know.
And that's what I was gonna say. At the end of the day, I believe 100% of women would submit if the man stepped up into the role like he should. That means providing. That means security. Being emotionally available, taking the lead in things, planning date nights, taking care of the kids, the household, and everything that the woman is already doing, and bearing that load as well, then a woman could trust the man enough to be submissive.
Right, right.
It's as simple as that.
Men
aren't stepping up.
I think, yeah. That,
that's what I think.
But I feel like, on the flip side, women aren't taking the, I guess, accountability. You know, that's the aspect I'm kind of, I'm hearing, and, you know, you've seen it, where it's like, yes, I'm stepping up, but then you're still going about it the same way in terms of, like, what about those men out here that are taking those right steps?
But then there's not many. Let's not... Let's not say but that's the thing. If there were, that's what I'm saying. If men were stepping up, then women would follow.
Right.
But they're not.
Yeah.
They're not. And that's the problem. They're not
the leaders in the building.
Exactly. And men are not. And I feel like a lot of the blame is being put on women. And don't get me wrong, I do think women lack accountability a lot.
Yeah.
I do think that. I think we. Sometimes, well, not so, I think a lot of times we put ourselves first and we don't consider your feelings as much. But I also think that men aren't open about their emotions and make it known what they're thinking,
but
what they're feeling.
Sorry to cut you off, but what about I open up with my emotions, then you use that against me?
Listen, I feel like there's a lot of trauma that needs to be, you know, dealt with.
That's the reality. That's
but
the
I
reality.
Think,
that's the root
but
of
I
the
think
problem.
A lot of times women are like trying to understand for the most part, but I mean, you have to be open, and then you can't just shut down when they don't understand right away.
Yeah,
break it down. I'm not in your head. Yeah. I think that's a, you want a woman to like, or you know, your partner to just automatically know, mm-hmm. right? And know what you're feeling, know what you're thinking, and that you're going through something, and they just have to understand that. No, you got to communicate that. Yeah. That's yeah. what I'm saying. There's a disconnect because there's a lack of communication between the two.
Right.
You know?
Right. No, yeah, I hear you on that. You brought up men's emotions earlier, and I feel like that needs to be acknowledged because I don't feel like women acknowledge men's emotions at all, right? That's a problem. On the flip side,
well, like
on
I
the
said,
flip side, hold on the flip side, men are raised to tuck away their emotions
yeah.
because, I mean, I think it results from the lack of fathers being present, honestly, or a father figure, you know, per se. It could be a coach, could be whatever, right? Even if it's not your biological, but I think that kind of plays that role, you know, for men. Because I do think, I can admit that I've been able to show you emotions. I won't say I controlled my emotions the best way, but I've been able to also be open with you and cry on your shoulder and be okay
yeah.
with that.
And I'll say that's from you day know, one, too. You've always been emotionally
and
capable.
I think that is because my father, like,
yeah.
was present, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful for that. But I think that's where that starts. I always like to go to the root. But on the flip side, women can be doing better with knowing yeah. that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With knowing
yeah.
that and understanding
especially
that.
Black men, black women, we understand that mm-hmm. situation. There's a lot of trauma there. And that's a thing, too, that I feel like we have to acknowledge mm-hmm. more and talk about is that there are generations of trauma.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, there are generations of not having fathers in the family. And that's why I said there are women, grandmothers and great-grandmothers that are telling women now to not do the same thing, mm-hmm. not just stay with a man after he cheats and cheats and cheats
yeah.
and just stay with him for years and years and years, whatever the case is, you know? Like, they're teaching them to step up, have your own money.
Yeah.
There's a lot of trauma. So then if women have had to basically step into that provider role, into that lead role for
yeah.
so long, men have to break down those barriers, mm-hmm. right? They have to figure it out.
Yeah.
Both sides do, but men ultimately have to take that step and be like, no, I'm going to change the trajectory of our culture. And that starts in the family dynamic at home within
yeah.
yourself. If you are going to step into that role as a husband, as a provider, you have to be that leader for the household as well.
Yeah.
And that means if you need to go to therapy so you can start opening up about your emotions because you have to.
And opening up properly, right? And I think that's where, you know, the issue lies. And, you know, kind of speaking for self, I've definitely, like I said, I've always been able to show my emotions. I won't say I've been able to also, like, deliver them as I'm able to today.
Yeah.
I'd say that. But I think that's why we weren't taught that, mm-hmm. you know, and then you learn over time. But are you applying, you know, that time over time? Or are you kind of just going back to what you know? Because it is so easy to just be angry and, you
yeah.
know, deliver like, and you're screaming. But deep down, you just want to hug, like mm-hmm. literally. Like, it's been a long day. I had a long day at work. I noticed you didn't have the food on the table, mm-hmm. you know. Like, oh, you wanted to eat out tonight. I'm frustrated already, you know, and it takes communication, you know,
yeah.
as well. But being able to kind of pull that back and actually.
But that takes practice.
Yeah,
I mean, that's going to come after
practice.
Years and years and years
of
trial
practice.
And error. But
yeah.
again, acknowledging it and then doing something about it moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it stems from acknowledging that there is a lot of issues at play here.
Yeah.
Especially when you first start dating.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
What did you see for relationships in your household
mm-hmm.
or around you, maybe
yeah.
not directly in your household, or maybe it is, your parents got divorced. I know that was my story. My
mm-hmm.
parents got divorced, so that's what I saw. And then my mom moving on, that's what I saw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
now coming into this relationship, how do I expect
mm-hmm.
this relationship to go? What
yeah.
are my expectations now?
Right.
And
right.
figuring that out, and then now I know that, right? Now communicating that with you and now setting boundaries
mm-hmm.
and knowing how to move forward
yeah.
and then doing it.
Right.
You know?
No. Yeah.
But
yeah.
that takes, again, accountability on both sides.
Yeah.
Both.
I think
both have to do something.
I think that's the
work.
bigger piece that we're not touching on, and that's the ego. Right? Because the accountability, the forgiveness, everything stems from that. I feel like as well
mm-hmm.
where like you're kind of mentioning just now, what you come from is kind of what you're now perceiving in your relationship
mm-hmm.
and you're just going to put it out like this is what it is, right? I've always seen it. This is the way my relationship's gonna go. But then taking back that extra layer to understand, like, hey, I don't have to look at this person this way, right? They're not trying to hurt me. You know, they're not against me.
Once you get to know them, yeah, though, I mean, yeah, obviously, and that's the thing, that takes some time, too. So that, in the beginning, you have to show that consistency. Mm-hmm. For the man, that you have to show that consistency that the woman can trust you.
Yeah.
So I can follow your lead. That's fine. And then we can take it to the next step and dive deeper into this, right?
Yeah.
But both sides need to put the ego aside.
Yeah.
Because that's blocking the communication. They're both thinking that they're right and they got it all figured out.
Yeah.
Nobody has it figured out. Married couples don't have it figured out. No, okay. We don't, like, we don't know what's going on. We have been practicing at it, and that's what it takes. Exactly. And I think that's something that needs to be understood. All of this is a skill that has to be learned, practice, and that takes discipline.
Yeah.
And again, practice. It's going to take some time to get to that point, to be able to know how to communicate, know how to forgive, know how to trust.
It's a literal skill, you know, when we're in an argument and things may be getting heated, to tell your brain to calm down, take that deep breath, and not respond as you would have in your past. Like, doing that is hard.
Yeah.
Right? It's very hard. And being able to control your tone and all of that, it's hard. Mm-hmm. You know, but you know the results of what comes with, you know, taking that route. And of course, you apply, you know.
But I think even more than that, honestly, especially because we were talking about the dating side of it, it's like we know both. Obviously, in dating, in early dating, you're still very much so individuals.
Yeah.
And understanding that you, if you want to take it to the next level, if you do want a commitment, if both of you want that, then both of you have to come to the middle ground here, right? So we know that you're individuals, we know you have all this going on, great, but now you have to come together as one, coexist as one, and start thinking towards becoming one.
Yeah.
So it's not just, this is how I think, I want my man to do this, I want you to follow these guidelines, and if you don't follow that, then it's done.
Right.
No, it communicate that, then you, as a man, okay, well, you know, this is where I'm at with it. I can do this, I can't do this, and talk about those boundaries, those expectations, and then from there, you can move forward.
Yeah.
Now put those things into action, and then if it's not being put into action, then we come back, all right, this is what we said, we agreed on this, why is it not happening?
Yeah.
You know, and that's the only time I feel like relationships can't really work, marriages, any of it, is if the person is truly not willing to change, or if they're not showing any change. If they're not doing that, then it's like, there's no point. But if you have two people willing to put in work and willing to make changes for themselves and for each other, then you got something.
Yeah.
You don't want to let that go.
Yeah.
You got to start looking at those type of qualities rather than, oh, he's 6'3", he does this, she looks good, all this. Yeah. No, we gotta put that away.
Because all that's gonna drop.
That's gonna drop. Like, it doesn't matter about that when there's a death in the family.
Even with the surgeries out here, that's gonna drop too.
No, it doesn't matter. But when there's a death in the family, when you get laid off, like when you have a huge bill that just came out of nowhere and you can't afford it, when there's a leak in the house, whatever the case is, you're traveling together, there's a lot of real life things that happen. Can we make it through those things together? Can we communicate during that? Can we? Are we willing to learn how to do it together so we can move forward?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, okay, like I said, we got something here.
Right. No, but yeah, then you actually got something there for sure. But no, I feel like I can continue speaking on this forever.
There's a lot to talk about.
I'm here. Reach out, brothers. I'm here. You know, if you need to talk, I am here. I have your support. I know it's tough. I know it's hard showing.
You just need to step up. That's it.
Definitely step up, right? We do have to change. No, don't get me wrong. We have to change. And I think that's the reality.
Both
that ego
women and men,
away.
We both have to change.
Tuck
and
the ego
do
away.
Our part.
You have to change.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it. But
at the end of the day, we're better together.
Yeah.
It was intended for us to be together, to have a happy, healthy marriage.
Yeah.
That is what the intention
marriage
was.
Is
it's important.
It's intended to literally, I feel like, all the trauma, right? Whatever you dealt with in your childhood, whatever you dealt with as a young adult before you got married, like when we're now one, we're able to address all of that.
Yeah.
And truly and be you, healthy.
And be the best version of yourself. Exactly. Ever. Exactly.
Not to say it was easy, but is it easy staying in the position that you were in the past? You know, and that's the question you have to ask yourself. Yeah. Do I want to stay the same? Do I want these same results? Mm-hmm. You know? And if not, then you got to change. Yeah. But that's the reality. Exactly. But no, I appreciate all the support thus far. Yes. We will be back next week, Sundays at 5 PST. Please continue to tune in. Please continue to subscribe, share.
Thank you guys.